What a day. It all began this morning at around 10 a.m. when the CNN leaks began. I want to read you this little on the sidebar here, this little report that Veritas put out. Other than the part one of 119 hours of raw audio from inside CNN, there's going to be a lot more. 5 hours ago, Veritas put out, "We are getting a ton of whistleblowers coming to us right now inside of media newsrooms. CNN tapes are live at CNNleak.com, a 119 hours worth of raw tape inside CNN Atlanta's newsroom," which of course is CNN headquarters. Now, already we've seen tidbits of what has actually been discovered in these tapes, and it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. But these are all the raw audio files. And of course, you can access them by going to CNNleak.com. Make sure you go there and check it out. They're requesting help to comb through these audio files. I've listened to a little bit, as you can see. I mean, these are 8-hour clips, folks. I didn't listen the whole time. I kind of skipped through it. But it's very interesting. It's very interesting. Even more interesting is Donald Trump is now going to be going after human trafficking. Hard. He plans to repurpose or refocus the FBI into going after human trafficking. That's awesome. Ivanka Trump is going to head up the new organization. This is in one of the little clips here. I couldn't find an article with it, but I found the video that he was stating all this in. I don't know why I couldn't find the article that would correspond with it. Obviously, mainstream media is beginning to shake a little bit. You've got Project Veritas about to open up the doors to whistleblowers from inside mainstream media headquarters around the country. I mean, that is huge. Mainstream media might actually fall down. Creepy, but impressive. Facial recognition software is going to the next level. Soon our faces will unlock doors and buy socks for us and allow us to be tracked and ID'd with scary precision. Facial recognition systems, computers that can verify a person's identity from a digital image or video still, have been around for a few years now. Following a recent explosion in big data analytics and artificial intelligence, facial recognition software is about to spread well beyond security cameras and criminal databases. Computers are becoming so good at recognizing faces that soon enough consumers will be able to use them to make purchases, book tickets, and unlock doors simply by looking into a camera lens and letting the software make rapid simultaneous measurements of the face. That's as distinct as a fingerprint. This is freaky. You got to think about this, because we're literally a couple years away from this. They have the technology, it's just not widespread. In other words, it's not consumer ready. And once it is, oh man. This far more secure AI-powered facial recognition software would be more convenient and create new exciting apps and hardware. But it could also let security forces track and identify people with far more precision. You need to think about this precision. "It's a little creepy, but undeniably impressive," wrote Will Knight, a reporter for MIT Technology Review, which published a piece on Wednesday about some of the latest facial recognition technology. The article is part of a series of reports on the latest breakthrough technologies poised to change the way we live and interact with the world. On top of that, AI is seeking to control and, of course, censor just about everything. With, of course, the new revelations from Project Veritas, there happens to be a punch just waiting to happen to alternative media. And, of course, this is going to happen very soon. Very soon. As to the beginnings of it, it's already started. Artificial intelligence is going to destroy fake news. In other words, this is not against mainstream media. This is against the alternative media. Or in other words, this is against free speech. With the rise of email, came the rise of spam-filling inboxes. Email has become sophisticated, faster than spamming technology, and now the internet's junk mail is often caught in a folder, out of sight and out of mind. Our messages with the subject line, kindly get back to me urgently, and the greeting, dear beneficiary. You know, what they don't mention in this first paragraph is that, of course, you know how we send daily emails? Like, you can go sign up for our email list, and of course, we send you free emails once a day. And if you have a Gmail account, you might not see it in your main primary inbox. You have to go find where it says either, I think it's like promotions or, I can't exactly remember, because I don't use Gmail. I don't know exactly what it's called, but there's another folder that you have to go find and search for the email that we sent you. And it's not just for us, it's for a host of other people who receive daily emails from news organizations, from RSS feeds or anything like that. They've changed it. Let's continue. There's good news for anybody who sees fake news. Not the sort that's simply true but politically difficult for the president, but actual fake conspiracy theory baiting chum as another form of spam. So we have the mainstream media and the tech giants teaming up to take on alternative media using artificial intelligence. This, folks, is going to be the biggest strike against free speech in history. And if we do not start to speak out about it now, there will be no platform for any independent journalist or any citizen to speak out, because artificial intelligence will say it's a conspiracy theory or will say it's fake news. And you know, I gotta point something out here. This is truthfully incredible. Not the sort that's simply true but politically difficult for the president. You know what's really funny is there is a lot that gets posted in independent media, and of course we post a lot of it to the best of our ability. That's simply true, but they don't want to accept it. But of course it's called fake news, because they don't want to accept it. What we've done is we've traded truth, or the attempt at truth. I can't say it's truth because the only truth is Jesus Christ. The attempt at truth, or the attempt to post a truthful article, for feelings and microaggressions, and of course for propaganda and everything else. At least that's what Dean Palmer Liu, research scientist at Carnegie Mellon University's Robotics Institute, said recently during a panel in New York on the proliferation of fake news. We solved the spam problem using artificial intelligence, he argued, and with AI, we can solve the problem of fake news by filtering out credible news from the misinformation, wheat from chaff, etc. Also on the panel, put on by the New York Daily News Innovation Lab in Manhattan, was CNN political commentator Sally Cohn, who was well aware of her network's reputation as purveyors of fakery over its coverage of the notoriously sensitive President Donald Trump. This is hysterically funny, because literally, in 2009, and of course they're still doing it today, there is actual audio recordings of them faking and manufacturing and manipulating poll data. They're the ones who are creating the fake news and propaganda, and we're all supposed to just believe it. And of course, you have MSNBC getting on there and saying, we control what people think, not Donald Trump. This is insanity. According to half the country, that means I'm an expert on fake news, Cohn said. As a citizen, I'm invested in facts. As a journalist, even an opinion journalist, I'm grounded in facts, says a CNN political commentator. Okay. At the panel, Palmer Liu spoke about ways AI can combat fake news. He directs the Fake News Challenge, a competition to create a fact-checking tool. The idea for the challenge started shortly after the election. So far, there are almost 200 teams signed up and 300 people who registered for the Fake News Challenge Slack channel. We were speculating among friends, what could we as machine learning people do to improve the situation moving forward? That was the genius of the idea. Let me tell you what happens. Google blacklisted Natural News yesterday. Removes over 140,000 pages from its index. Memory holes. Natural News investigative articles on vaccines, pharma corruption, fraudulent science, and more. All of this truthful information is now being censored by Google. Late last week, not me, but the person who wrote the article, I received a direct threat that warned if I did not take steps to destroy Alex Jones and InfoWars, I would be targeted for destruction in a campaign of smear, censorship, and defamation. Instead of giving in to the enemy, I refused to take the bait and went public with details of the threat, warning everyone in the new media that sinister forces were now being pursued to undermine the silence every anti-establishment and pro-Trump voice on the internet. True to form, today the entire Natural News website has been blacklisted by Google. Entirely without warning, this is just one of many censorship events that have all taken place over the last few days. Last weekend, damning videos were leaked in a focused effort to take out Milo, a former Breitbart News editor and gay conservative who has openly supported President Trump. Yesterday, InfoWars was blacklisted or blackballed by AdRoll.com, an online advertising distribution company. According to Alex Jones, the blacklisting by AdRoll will cost InfoWars $3 million annually. That's a lot of money. Of course, you have Shopify e-commerce platform was aggressively threatened by organized leftists to dump the Breitbart online store and thereby deny revenues to Breitbart. Today, Natural News has been hit by Google, which has blacklisted the entire Natural News domain and removed over 140,000 pages from its index. The takedown of Natural News happened this morning, and it follows a pattern of censorship we're seeing being leveled against other pro-Trump websites. Google sent no warning whatsoever to our webmaster tool's email address on file with them. The shutoff of Natural News was clearly driven by a human decision, not an algorithm. Now, of course, the algorithm would have played a role in this. That's how they would have got it off of the sites, or off of Google Search or Google Index. But that's not all Google's doing. Google's now launched a robo-tool to flag hate speech online. Well, what counts as hate speech? Google has launched an artificial intelligence tool that identifies abusive comments online, helping publishers respond to growing pressure to clamp down on hate speech. So could an alternative theory, not a conspiracy theory, alternative theory be considered hate speech now? We know what they were trying to do in the U.S. just last year. They were trying to label the name Jesus Christ as hate speech. Perspective is being tested by a large range of news organizations, including the New York Times, The Guardian, and The Economist, as a way to help simplify the jobs of humans reviewing comments on their stories. Folks, if you comment on any of those websites, you are most likely going to be totally censored. And of course, we already know how bad Google's comment censorship actually is. News organizations want to encourage engagement and discussion around their content, but find that sorting through millions of comments to find those that are trolling or abusive takes a lot of money, labor, and time, said Jaron Cohen, president of Jigsaw, the Google social incubator that built the tool. As a result, many sites have shut down comments altogether, but they tell us that isn't the solution they want. Currently, the software is available to a range of publications that are part of Google's digital news initiative, including the BBC, the Financial Times, Les Echos, and La Stampa. And theoretically to third-party social media platforms, including YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. A collaboration. That's what we're up against. The big tech giants are all waging war against free speech. It's not even about fake news, and it's not about conspiracy theories. It's not about any of that. It's against free speech. The First Amendment. But that's not all, folks. It's not all. Fake news is invading churches across the country. Out of the gates, this author is writing a piece that is extremely opinionated in form, and we're talking about this one here, this article here, which was written, of course, by BuzzFeed author Ann Helen Peterson, who infiltrated a church in Montana. Out of the gates, this author is writing a piece that is extremely opinionated in form, and of course, the title of this one is Fake News Invades Peaceful Church Congregation. And I will tell you that in truth, unlike the fake stream media, who will pose as unbiased news outlets but are really paid-off propagandists and character assassination artists like the ones at BuzzFeed, I tell you the truth, they sent one of their contributors into my very own church congregation in a small town, Kalispell, to smear an entire region of Montana as being racist. And the killer part is, the entire article was plagiarized from another hit piece documentary done by the SPLC in 2016. This BuzzFeed reporter posted on her Facebook she went to racist church, which consisted of her becoming or her coming into our Liberty Fellowship congregation late. She didn't introduce herself to a soul, and then just prior to the altar call by Pastor Baldwin of Liberty Fellowship, she jumped up like she got whipped by an unseen demon and whisked away. On February 12th, look what she posted on her Facebook profile, a profile that is now marred with condemnation from the most interracially diverse church in Kalispell, Liberty Fellowship, and for good reason. I went to racist church. Here's my new big feature on the neo-Nazis. Now I suspect the good people of Kalispell should be taking up issue with BuzzFeed and groups like the SPLC. Shame on them. The consequences of painting the municipalities of Whitefish, Kalispell, and the surrounding communities as universally racist affects tourism dollars. And that money is a lifeline towards the economy of this valley. Hugely irresponsible reporting, bordering on actionable misconduct. I personally call for her removal and firing in the name of responsible journalism. Biased media hacks such as Dr. Ann Helen Peterson, who wrote the piece entitled Love Lives in Whitefish, Montana, but so do neo-Nazis, in which she blatantly paints the entire valley as a stronghold of racism. She, along with the SPLC, aren't informing anybody of any great evil. She is only making it tougher for hardworking men and women that are trying to eke out a living in the modest blue-collar economy of the Flathead Valley. Obama crashed the local economy in the 2008 housing crisis, and now the fake news attack animals at BuzzFeed and in the SPLC want to create a Nazi panic here, scaring tourism dollars away for good in this area because they are desperate to silence a small-town preacher. But what do you expect from a dingbat liberal with a doctor in gossip? Nobody at Liberty Fellowship has anything to do with Richard Spencer, nor wants anything to do with him, which was the main topic of the column. Dr. Ann Helen Peterson, on her BuzzFeed profile bio, reads as follows. Ann Helen Peterson is a senior culture writer for BuzzFeed News. Peterson has a PhD from the University of Texas and wrote her dissertation on the gossip industry. I mean, is this for real? This is a joke, right? You mean to tell me that now we have mainstream, fake-stream media, fake news, going to small towns and painting them as racist, or as almost no-go zones for their followers? When neo-Nazis started trolling Whitefish, Montana, the town had to make a definitive stand against hate. But the deepest rooted intolerance in places like Whitefish isn't the kind that makes headlines. This is absurd. No, seeing she wasn't really a specialist on neo-Nazism or an expert on the in the northwest region of Montana, she had to just plagiarize all of her circumstantial evidences toward racism in Whitefish and Kalispell from this SPLC documentary entitled Hate in America, A Town on Fire, a TV documentary in which Dr. Baldwin regrettably interviewed for that turned out to be a royal SPLC hit job considering the associations they made between himself and violent racist criminals and fugitives that have been in the area way in the past. All of her SPLC attack points in her article on Pastor Chuck Baldwin that twists his positions on Muslims, Israel, and history of the Civil War as proof of racism can be seen right here on, of course, the SPLC website profile. Plagiarism point by point. Every single one of these points are outrageous lies in an effort to associate neo-Nazis with highly influential Christian constitutionalists in America. And that right there is what they're trying to do. That's why I'm reading you this right now. If you live in a town, hell, if you're a Christian, you're going to be painted as a neo-Nazi. You're going to be painted as a racist. We have to realize exactly what the attack is against. This is not our fight. It's not against you and I personally, put it that way. I think you know where I'm going with this. In fact, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15 sums it up quite nicely. And he said, "Hearken, ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, fear you not, neither be afraid for this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Let that be a reminder as we go forward. China is ready for a massive missile barrage to cripple the U.S. China is preparing for a global war and has been readying its military for a massive preemptive missile strike against the U.S., it has been revealed. We've got some very interesting information on China. Satellite imagery reveals the superpower's huge missile testing grounds appear have been laid out to mimic American military bases in the Pacific. Now, of course, we covered this recently. Missile targets seem to have been drawn up to resemble airfields, destroyers, aircraft carriers, and fuel depots. How real is this fight right now? How real is this possibility? This was published on February 9th. Well, this was published today. Multipolar agenda. Communists call for the New World Order. China is set to replace the USA as dominant superpower. Subtly, in the background of day-to-day life, a full-blown war has raged. The war isn't over turf, but rather power and control. For the last several decades, the USA has dominated as the world-leading superpower. But now, Communist China is ready to change that. Communist China is ready to change that. Throughout the early 2000s, the world was not in a state of multipolarity. Rather, the world was in a state of bipolarity, where China and the USA dominated and balanced each other out. But as time raged on, other countries began to step up, thus creating the increasingly unstable world we live in today, the multipolar world order, as we've discussed many times. While the selection of Donald Trump to the world signals that the USA is looking to turn inwards rather than outwards for global dominance and control, several other countries are set to pounce on the rest of the world for their spot, one of which being China. Now, of course, this is all playing out, literally like a playbook. We can see what is going to happen. You have China readying for war. You have the U.S. beefing up its nuclear arsenal. U.S. President Donald Trump said he wanted to rebuild the nuclear arsenal to ensure it was at the top of the pack, arguing the U.S. has fallen behind in nuclear capabilities. In an exclusive interview to Reuters, Trump said he was very angry at North Korea's ballistic missile tests and said that destroying U.S. missile defense systems in Japan and South Korea was among the options to counter it, but that there's talks of a lot more than just that. Trump said that Russia has deployed a new cruise missile in violation of an arms control treaty, and that he would bring up the issue with the Russian President Vladimir Putin if and when they meet, Reuters reported. China could solve the North Korea crisis very easily if they want to by pressuring Pyongyang to step back from bellicose actions, Trump said. So, of course, that's what Trump's doing right now. You have China totally preparing for a massive missile barrage to cripple the U.S. But here's the other thing that's happening. China and the EU are aligning themselves. According to Chinese state media, the leadership of the communist nation is also undergoing a foundational shift, in that they are altering Beijing's posture toward the rest of the world. While the USA returns to nationalism, communist China is turning to globalism, and that is something the socialist European Union and countries alike are all wanting. Simultaneously, there are operatives within the USA, such as George Soros, who are attempting to overthrow the nationalist movement and return to the globalist agenda. Now, this right here is a bit of, it's an audio clip. We've got the video on one of the other articles, but this for this one I use the audio. Soros openly calls for the death of the USA and for the rise of China, and he calls for a new world order. In this 4-minute clip, you don't want to miss this. Come play this right now. I'm serious. Pause the video. Go to our website, ChristianTruther.com. Come listen to this. It's amazing this guy is still walking free. The signaling. Recently, Xi Jinping, president of Communist China, openly stated his desires for global dominance. Just last month at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Xi mounted a vigorous defense of world trade. At the same time that Trump the Trump administration was promising to withdraw from a major trade deal among Pacific nations that notably excluded China. Xi's speech was one of many in recent history, where he has asserted the desire for China to play a part in shaping the order of world, where the economic and other ties between nations are less regional and more global. However, Xi's most recent remarks at a national security seminar in Beijing proved to be the most telling of China's plans. Xi told attendees that China needs to step in to guide the development of a new world order taking place of the U.S. So they want to systematically cut out the U.S. and have China as the head of the new world order. Communist China. Folks, it's all aligning. It is all aligning. You've got the EU and NATO and the UN all falling into this communist agenda. And of course, that was the plan since the beginning. But it's all taking shape right now. Openly, within that statement, China declared a covert sort of war against the U.S. Previously, the U.S. has engaged in open proxy wars with Russia, but given the crises in the South China Sea, it is rather evident that China and the U.S. will begin globally sparring shortly. And whether it be a proxy war or an open war, we have yet to see. Of course, there's all sorts of geopolitical warfare going on right now. Of course, economic warfare and so on and so forth. But I'm talking about either a proxy war or either an open war will break out. Either way, that's just what it's coming to, as you can tell. Otherwise, sorry, let's continue. The United States may no longer want to be a provider of global security and public goods, instead pursuing unilateralism and even nationalist foreign policy, he said, according to a state-run news website. The Xinhua state news organization quoted Xi saying, The overall direction of multipolarization of the world. This is Xi, the president of China, the communist president of China. The overall direction of multipolarization of the world, the globalization of the economy, and the democratization of international relations has not changed. No matter how the international situation changes, we must maintain our strategic steadiness, strategic confidence, and strategic patience. Phrasing. The president's remarks, Xinhua wrote, he called for a global vision in national security work, coordinating development and security, combining principles with tactics, and taking the strategic initiative in China's own hand. The takeover. China is openly calling for a world restructuring, which is formally called Beijing's Two Guides policy. The communist nation is stressing international security as well as a reorganization of the world order. This is what we've been telling you about for many weeks now. The multipolar world order is being constructed currently. When the very minute that they're finished with this construction, something catastrophic will potentially, I'm not making predictions, this is just how they say it will happen, how the global think tanks say it will happen. So it's not my prediction. Don't mistake me. All I'm doing is showing you through research what they're planning. They've planned this multipolar world order, and of course, it's very unstable, which leads to warfare and things like that. After that, nations collapse, and of course they're going to build their new world order. Order out of chaos. Okay, I forgot where I was. Oh yeah, Two Guides policy. The communist nation is stressing international security as well as a reorganization of the world order. And Beijing is broadcasting this openly. In history, when one country attempts to overtake another, whether it be for land or influence, war ensues. The communist nation of China just practically called for that. Within a multipolar world order, alliances shift constantly. And with this stage of world restructuring, alliances are shifting. The biggest example to date, the European Union is seemingly aligning itself with communist China rather than the US of A. I imagine if it goes, I mean, we're still in this sort of decision phase. We're going to see if they're going to we're going to see if the EU returns to a nationalist ideology or if it goes with the communist in the way it's been going, or globalist, excuse me. We'll see what happens. We haven't seen the whole picture play out yet. I'm not saying where I think it's going to go either way, but I'm just saying there are two, there's still, it's on the fence still. We have the Brexit, obviously that threw it into nationalism, and of course we have the other countries who have, are remaining globalist. So we're either going to see one of two things happen. This is what you can bet on, because Germany and France have already declared this and signed secret documents for it, which we've shown you. They're going to somehow bring about the destruction of the EU and create the European superstate. The European superstate is going to have its own currency and its own navy, and not its own navy, but own armed forces. Within that, that's another superpower. You see how this is all playing out? Totally multipolar, and of course, totally unstable. The United Nations often has fashioned communist China for its work regarding climate change and population control. Now, Xi Jinping calls for a new world order, one that can only rise from the ashes of the USA and the ashes of a multipolar world order. The new world order is based in communism, and the communist nation of China now wants to lead and create it. How ironic. Don't you think? Make sure you don't miss the latest thing that we produce. Go to ChristianTruther.com. God bless and carry on.